Good morning, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein from District 5, and it is my honor and opportunity to share with you a few thoughts in this week's podcast. A couple of things happened over the last few weeks since last I shared some comments. One is the Winter MACO, or Maryland Association of Counties, conference, which was held down in Cambridge. It was an opportunity for all 24 jurisdictions, which includes the city, to get together with key folks from our administration and talk about some of the ideas and opportunities coming forward into our new calendar year before session starts in January. And some of those ideas were positive and some were not so positive in the sense that where we are, one of them being the budget. The governor shared with us during his keynote speech about the challenges that are going to be in the upcoming budget for fiscal year 25. And it's definitely going to hit home. One of them specifically that he highlighted had to do with transportation and the Maryland Department of Transportation basically taking an 8% cut across the board. That's going to have challenges with some of our physical infrastructure, specifically on Highway 32 down the south in my district, or our district, excuse me. And then also some funds from the highway user revenue. More to follow on that as we develop our own budget. Another challenge, and we've been talking about this for quite some time, is what's considered the blueprint, or what the state is driving towards best opportunities for public education across the state. The challenge with this is, as I've always said, nobody knows Carroll County better than Carroll Countyans. And we are working with the administration to allow us, Carroll County, to continue to govern and put our best foot forward in our public education and school system. Fortunately, we have an awesome Board of Education and relationship with CCPS, and I know we're going to get there by working together. So definitely more to follow on that. Core focus continues to be safety, security, our public education, and quality of life. So I'm asking if you have ideas and you want to share your thoughts and ideas, please do so. Reach out either to the commissioners at carrollcountymd.gov, me directly at erothstein@carrollcountymd.gov, or just give me a call or text at 443-569-9861. I try to be very responsive to you, and I look forward to getting your thoughts and ideas just as we do across, you know, the Board of County Commissioners along with my colleagues. One opportunity we had this past week on December 16th was Wreaths Across America. This has been a program that is exactly what it says, is placing wreaths at tombstones in different cemeteries for our veterans to ensure that we remember them, we provide the dignity towards them, and really, most of all, we educate. We educate ourselves and our community, our children, you know, why it's so important that we place these wreaths at our veterans' stones. You know, Ronald Reagan said that freedom is just one generation away. In other words, we've got to continue to remind ourselves that 1-2% that put on the uniform do so much by raising their right hand, and whether they find themselves in combat or not, their willingness to serve goes a long ways. Fortunately, Carroll County community is awesome, and we had 41 cemeteries supported by Babylon Vault where we had services to place wreaths on the gravestones in cemeteries. I had the opportunity, along with my fellow Freedom Lions Club, to MC the service at Springfield Cemetery, where there are 159 veterans interred from the Civil War, Spanish American, all the way up until today. And all services are also there. I also had the opportunity to keynote during that time. What was really cool about this is, again, it's about community. It's about coming together. And we had our Lions Club, we had American Legion 223, which I'm a partner for life in. We had the Riders of the American Legion. We had the Century JROTC with the color guard. We had awesome bagpiper and bugler that all participated to provide that honors and dignity and teach the importance of Wreaths Across America. That's what community is about. You know, again, why I am a commissioner is because the Carroll County community wrapped their arms around Audrey and the kids in so many ways, especially while I was deployed. And we just got no other better county than Carroll County and the folks in Carroll County. The other thing I want to share with you is we do have the budget coming up. We will be going through work sessions the beginning of the new year in 2024. And all the work sessions that we have are open to the public. You know, they're for information only for the most part, but it should never deter or stop you from sharing your thoughts and ideas to any one of us at any given time as we're going through these workshops and our work sessions. We'll have multiple work sessions, and it's not just designed by time, but it's to a standard, and the standard is to ensure that we have the best budget moving forward for fiscal year 25 as possible. By law, that fiscal year 25 budget is established and put into law on May 31st and then enacted or executed on fiscal year 25, which starts 1 July in 2024. We have a long ways to go to getting to the needs and services that you deserve here in Carroll County. Again, focused on the prime areas of safety, security, our schools, and the quality of life that we so well deserve. The challenge is living within the means and ensuring that what we take in is good enough to what we are spending. It's a challenge, and there's no lie about it, but we're going to work ourselves through it, and the way we work ourselves through it best is through your insight and input in moving forward. The last thing I want to share with you is I have the opportunity to provide this podcast as Christmas is right around the corner from us. So wishing all those that are celebrating a very blessed and Merry Christmas to you and your family. And remember, it is about you, your family, your neighbors, our community to embrace that we continue to have a strong community here in Carroll County. And last, don't take yourself so serious. Do everything we do very seriously. A way I remind myself of that is I like to wear happy socks as much as I can so I can look down and say, you know, I'm not taking myself as serious as I could be, but everything I do, I try to take very seriously. And the thing I try to take most seriously is how to embrace you and how to embrace my family and how to ensure that we move forward and start off 2024 on the right foot. As always, life is good, and wishing everybody again a very Merry Christmas and holiday season and going into an awesome 2024 new year. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein. Have a great one. Thanks.